Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Councils for the majority and the minority of this committee.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim Jones, good Tuesday morning to you, my friend. Did you hear that outburst yesterday in the halls of the Judicial Committee there?
Yes, I did, Mark. And I also heard your interview yesterday with Jesse Jane. You asked her if that was her up there. You know
who it was? I just found this out. There's a guy named Owen Schroyer, who's with InfoWars, and according to at least one of my Twitter followers, he's a St. Louisan. He went to CBC High School, they claim.
Yeah, fantastic. Charged the hill.
Yeah, no kidding.
Literally.
He took the hill. So, I don't know. I'm watching all that. I think Doug Collins kind of hit the nail on the head. He's like, why are we acting like this isn't just going to go on, right? Go to cut 19 real quick, please.
What is very detrimental to me, though, is this. This committee is not hearing from a factual witness. This committee is not doing anything past hearing from law school professors and staff. We've not been given, the chairman said something about the president not being able to come. Show me where he would actually have a proper process in this that's not talking to staff and not talking to law school professors, when we could actually have witnesses that would be called by both sides.
Yeah, in other words, what was the point of this? Since the speaker's already called for articles of impeachment, why did we even do this drama today? Just go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah, Mark, the whole thing is so laughable. It's also terrifying, isn't it, Mark? Because we got a glimpse here yesterday, throughout this entire charade, the Democrats have been showing us how they'll run government and how they'll run it all over all of us. But yesterday, that was made very clearly. Hats off to the Republicans like Doug Collins and Congressman Gates and many of the others. Debbie Lesko, who is one of my favorites from Arizona, just pounding the point home that this is authoritarianism and Orwellianism gone wild, right? I mean, if you want this to be your government, then go ahead and don't vote next year for President Trump and allow all the Democrats to run not only the House but the Senate, and you're going to get this heavy hand of elitism, arrogant, authoritarian government shoved right down your throats. It's amazing, Mark, on out of one side of their mouth, they're saying, well, why doesn't the president come here and give us all these witnesses and testify all these things? And the other side of their mouth, they're basically saying, wink, wink, nod, nod. It doesn't matter what the heck he does. We've already got the articles of impeachment drafted, and we're going to go ahead and marshal on with this, despite the fact that all of these battleground I hope the Democrats just keep impeaching away and ignorantly ignoring reality. All the battleground polls that have been coming out since they began the impeachment charade in the first place, and a whole new set of them came out this last weekend. I'm talking Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. They are upside down against impeachment. The Democrats continue to do this, Mark, at their own folly. I say bully for them.
Well, they're going to start this morning about 8 o'clock our time. So if it's, we're going to carry at least the beginning of it live and let people hear them kind of sign their own warrant, so to speak, for the 2020 election, because I know that's what I agree with you completely. I think that's what's going to happen when they do this. And all of that yesterday, all the drama kind of got overshadowed when the IG report came out. The Democrats are heralding it as, well, listen to Chuck Schumer, if you can stand it. Cut number 11, please.
the fact that Senate Republicans are willing to put wild wind into the sails of these baseless conspiracy theories is beyond alarming. It hurts our country. It hurts our country. The IG report today, which roundly debunks one of the president's wild theories, should serve as a wake-up call to the Republican members of the conspiracy caucus.
Yeah, it does. It didn't debunk anything, Tim. I didn't read all 472 pages. I'm not claiming that. I read all of the executive summary. And all it says is, listen, we interviewed Jim Comey, we interviewed Loretta Lynch, we interviewed Sally Yates and all of these Obama-era appointees, and, you know, none of them testified that politics played a role in this. Therefore, we conclude that politics did not cause this.
Yeah, well, first of all, what coffin did they drag Chuck Schumer out of? I mean, holy cow, you know, where's he been? You know, secondly, Mark, isn't it amazing the spin cycle that's placed on high, hyperdrive, every time we have one of these things come out? They avoid talking about what actually was in the IG report. And let's remember, folks, the IG report, despite its length, was focused and only could be focused on one very, very narrow aspect of what the government did or did not do wrong. And that was the FISA abuse, right? Whether or not there was abuse of FISA warrants. On that point, Mark, if you actually read some of the key points, as you have done in the executive summary, you see it's devastating to everything that the Democrats have said did not happen, because all these things did happen. Number one, the Steele dossier, the Democrats joyfully waved around for many years to try and prove their Russian collusion hoax, was completely blown out of the water by the IG report. So the Steele dossier completely and utterly debunked, and that was the basis for proceeding with many of these warrant applications. Many errors. We've got that FBI agent who doctored documents. So the deep state did not have a good day yesterday. Unfortunately, no. We have a liberal media, Mark, that covers their tracks in every respect whatsoever. And you know, to wrap up on the hearings yesterday, I thought it was great. I don't know if you played the sound or have it from him yesterday. Congressman Gates summed it up when he said, it was take your Democrat donor to work day yesterday, as they all sat up there, and all these Democrat donors, I'm talking to the tune of nearly six figures, are asking each other questions. It was like the Muppet Show. I mean, it's unbelievable, the carnival, the circus, the sham that's being run on Capitol Hill. Again, folks, if you want this to be your government, then, you know, don't let your voices be heard next year. But if you were as terrified as what I saw from these authoritarian Orwellian Democrats yesterday, we all better get out in droves next year and make sure President Trump has four more years in office.
Well, I love it. Let's go to cut 20, if you don't mind, Tricia. Matt Gates. I don't know if I have that bite, but I got this one.
Is this when we just hear staff ask questions of other staff and the members get dealt out of this whole hearing? And for the next 4 hours, you're going to try to overturn the result of an election with unelected people giving testimony?
Gentlemen will suspend.
Boy, Jerry Nadler, somebody, Tim, I got to ask you this. As somebody who probably can recite parliamentary procedure in his sleep, were you disgusted to watch Jerry Nadler, who's been in that committee and in Washington for 30-plus years, who didn't understand points of order and some of the other challenges? I mean, he flat-out denied due process and parliamentary procedure during that hearing yesterday.
Yeah, he lit every book and manual on fire and then poured gasoline on them, yeah, Mark, so he could just jam this thing through, right? The jamming of this thing through because of the fact they don't have the facts on their side, they don't have the law on their side, they definitely don't have the Constitution on their side, and you know what? They don't even have public opinion on their side. But the Democrats, they've baked this cake so long ago. You know, Maxine Waters declaring on Inauguration Day 2017 that we've got to impeach this president. You know, I mean, they've been saying it since day one. This is just the culmination, Mark, of Trump derangement syndrome and promises that they've been making to their left-wing lunatic base for nearly 3 years. Mark, they're really screwed on this no matter which way they go, right? Could you imagine if they suddenly said, you know what, we've had a moment of clarity. We realize this is insane. We are not going to move forward on this. Their base would storm Capitol Hill. On the other hand, they're losing all of the independent and moderate and right-thinking Americans all across the country, but apparently they don't seem to care. So they're really put themselves in a bad position on this, Mark. This will be, Mark, the most partisan, polarized and narrow impeachment in the history of our nation. And you know what that means, Mark, in all seriousness? It's dangerous for the democracy. It really is. They say they're going to draft two articles of impeachment, basically abuse of power, a.k.a. they don't like the way Donald Trump runs foreign policy, and number two, obstruction of Congress. So, you know, we're going to have a witch hunt, and you failed to come to the you failed to come to the fire, you know, so we could put you up on the stake.
Right.
So those are their two dramatic, overwhelming articles of impeachment, things that we've all known all along. They don't like the way Donald Trump handles foreign policy with Ukraine and Russia. Okay, we've known that basically since day one, and they don't like the fact that Donald Trump doesn't do their bidding. Those are their two articles of impeachment that they're going to move forward on to impeach a president of the United States.
You know what I think, Tim?
I think the winner's Donald Trump.
I do. I think the winner's Donald Trump. I think Trump's the big winner out of all of this when it happens, because the American people are going to see through this sham, and it's all going to happen in a little over an hour from now, and we'll carry it live for you. So, Tim Jones, thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks, gang. Talk to you again soon.
We will talk to you very soon. Speaker Tim Jones there, host of the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights here. Please tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night. All right, what say you? I've got time for your phone calls here. 314-241-9797.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.